is Monday, November the 28th, 2022. The weekend is over. The long weekend is over. So, this is GQDN, brought to you by Audible, GroupQuest, patreon.com/GroupQuest, and by stackup.org. And no, I don't edit at all. I'm not taking anything out. So, in today's news, we have some Ubisoft revealing, a little bit of Steam news, and maybe you can get an Xbox for cheap. But today, we start with some very disturbing news from GameRant.com, and they are saying that GameStop may have leaked some customer info. Now, what is unfortunate is that was a part of a test, so even then they did issue a bit of a reply to what people had seen. So, what people did say was, and this is at Warrior64, quote, FYI, it looks like GameStop may have leaked customer info since last night for some accounts revealing addresses, order history, and payment info. You may want to remove your credit card info if it is saved. But GameStop did say that it was part of a test. And though some of the gaming sites did request a comment from GameStop, GameStop did not reply. So we shall see what happens, even though they're still facing a lawsuit for violating the California Invasion of Privacy Act. This is all very curious. So what my suggestion is, if you do have a credit card saved on the GameStop website, take it off. Now we get to some better news. In fact, we'll do this right now because Amazon does have a code to get your Xbox Series S for under $200. So this comes to us from Kotaku.com. And if you put in the code Xbox, it's if you buy the holiday console, you put in the code Xbox at checkout, and that number goes down to about $198. So just under $200. Now, I did try that just to see what would happen, and it did not kick for me, but maybe I didn't do it right. So you can go and take a look for yourself and see if you can get that today, for it is Cyber Monday. Now we go to Destructoid.com, and we got something coming to Steam, and that is Samurai Showdown, and that could be coming in January 2023. So here is what SNK Global said on Twitter. Samurai Showdown rollback netcode is coming to Samurai Showdown, and open beta test is planned for January 2023 on Steam. Look forward to more information coming up in the future. Well, once again, very curious. Speaking of Steam, DualShockers did say that, hey, they just hit 31 million users on Steam. Well, with that, you have to take a look at the handheld device and really how many people that really does have a Steam account. So, hey, 31 million users. Not bad, not bad at all. Well, that also goes with God of War and Marvel Spider-Man Remastered all going on Steam there as well. So, hey, that works. That works. By the way, that number could go up with Epic Games and Ubisoft returning to Steam itself. Now we stick with DualShockers, and they're saying that the head of the DCEU is confirming that the future games from Detective Comics will connect to the DCEU. So even on the director's Twitter account, James Gunn did say, quote, yes, most definitely the DCU will be connected across film and TV and animation. So that could be across all of the things. And really, really could be. So hey, that's good for them. definitely good for them. Now we go to something else completely and entirely. Because apparently, and this is once again from Dual Shockers, Falcon and Fox McCloud creators are making a new Nintendo Switch game. All very, very curious as to what comes out next year, because that's what they have said, that it has a Nintendo Switch release in 2023. Now, what could Takaya Amoyo, I probably screwed that up, most likely I did, could be planning for a Nintendo Switch? That is what we don't know. The site itself thinks that it won't be a part of Nintendo's first party, but something could happen. In fact, that was part of an interview by a Japanese website called 4Gamer, and it was translated by VGC, and they did have the title for a game called Omega 6, the video game. So we'll see what happens. Now we get to the last Dual Shockers one, and players are not happy with Pokemon Scarlet and Violet Battle Stadium. Here's what was said on Reddit by one of the posters there, not sure which one. Quote, I played 14 battles where Frost Breath was the first accuracy check since I started recording, and Frost Breath has missed 14 times. For those doing the math, that would be a 1 in 100 trillion chance if the RNG was working correctly. At Sunuba's underscore Switch did say, uh-oh, Pokemon Scarlet Violet Battle Stadium currently is using the same RNG seed for every battle. This allows us to choose moves to ensure that Oko moves such as Sheer Cold always hits. Yeah, that shouldn't happen. But we know what will happen. This comes to us from Eurogamer. And Far Cry 6 will have a new expansion announcement next week. It'll be done up on the Ubisoft Twitch. Actually, I'm sorry, it's tomorrow they'll be up on Twitch. The expansion hits next week. And they're saying that at Far Cry Game, the Far Cry 6 expansion reveal livestream is coming. Tune in November 29th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, which is 1 p.m. for me, on twitch.tv/Ubisoft to find out more. Well, maybe they are lost between worlds. That's the expansion. We end up today with Polygon.com, and they're saying that Starship Troopers is getting a new shooter with it, and it will be called the Starship Troopers Exterminations. Now, the movie happened on November 7th, 1997, and this game could be following that movie. So, we'll see what happens. See what Aristocrats does do with this game. Indeed, we shall see. And you will see us all. At Group Quest, I am at Joe Brums for Twitter for now. We'll see what happens with Twitter. Indeed. And you can all follow all of us at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. Be careful out there. It is Cyber Monday. Do some shopping, but make sure that the lock on your browser is on. Make sure that the sites are secured. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Go play some games, people.